Hi, this is Kim White Yoga, and you're listening to Let's Get Bent. It's been a really long time since I made a podcast, and there's been so much craziness that's gone on, so many reasons why I haven't made a podcast, one of them being that my external hard drive got stolen in Melbourne, and all of the new stuff that I had recorded was on that. I did have backups of some of the other stuff, but not the new stuff, so that was a bit of a bummer. But I feel like it's probably a good idea, listening back to some of them. I'm like new at this, as I said. So I feel like they could always get better. Anyway, what I've got for you today is actually a guided audio of yoga. A guided audio of yoga. It's one of my Hatha classes. It's Hatha 1. It's the first class I ever taught. It's the first class I ever wrote. This is actually a bit of an abbreviation of the original. But this is part of my COVID isolation series. I've been teaching free yoga online, Facebook and Instagram, since we were in lockdown here in Thailand. So some of the audios, I've had to sort of troll through the classes. I'm still in lockdown, May the 6th, but it's lifting a little bit. Sometimes my microphone didn't work and, you know, connections and yada yada. So I'm hoping that I've picked a really perfect one here for Hatha. Wednesday class doesn't have to be. Oh no, actually it's Monday. I'm gonna let the class do its explanation, but I just want to put a clause in here. I have what I call yogic dyslexia. So sometimes I can say left when I mean right, or forward or back. But when I was listening back to this class, at the beginning of this class, I say, bring your hands together. Now, what I actually meant to say was bring your feet together. Come to the front of the mat and bring your feet together. There's another little part where the volume's going to change a bit, and that's because I ran out of batteries and I had to change out the batteries. So, you know, things aren't perfect, but I find that it's raw and it's real, and this is me teaching you my Hatha 1, and I hope that you enjoy it. Okay, so today is our Hatha day. We've got Hatha yoga. So in this class, you will need two blocks or a block or a rolled up towel if you're using supports, and an hour of your time. Also, on your yoga mat today, I want you to really imagine or draw, if you've got a piece of chalk or whatever you want to do, a line down the center of your mat. And in my Hatha class, we really want to be quite aware of this center line of the mat throughout the class. We place our feet on certain positions of that line to ensure that we can feel out the inconsistencies in the left side and the right side of the body. And that's where we get to this idea of what Hatha actually is. Hatha is a combination of two words, Hatha, sun, moon, left side, right side. So when you work with a Hatha class, this is a stronger class. Yin is our feminine. Hatha is a bit more of a masculine class, because we work on the phasic or the fascia, the phasic muscles, the doing muscles. So the doing muscles are quite strong, so we need to use a bit of force to separate them. So when we work with Hatha, we want to feel like we're actively lengthening the body through each of our class, through each of our postures. So you'll hear me say things like, the right side is sinking, the left side is rising, or your left shin is intending forward, your right heel is intending back. What I'm basically getting to when I explain that is that I want you to feel like you're extending the body. When the right side is sinking, that means the joints on that right side are closed, and the left side opening means the joints on the left side is open. So therefore, the joints close right side, open, it's on the left side. And then when we change and we swap sides, the right side is opening, so the joints are all opening, and the left side is sinking. And this creates this pump backwards and forwards, this circulation and this movement, which is what we're trying to get the body to do here. We're trying to get it to move internally with your muscles, but also massaging the internal organs and just getting some movement throughout your body. But we want to try to maintain some stillness through the mind. So we're pulling ourselves away from all of the busy thought and just focusing on what we've got right now in this present moment, which is body and breath. Yes. All right, so let's get to it. If you're using your blocks, you're going to take the blocks to the front of your mat. There are three heights for your blocks. One, two, three. If you've got one block, you will use one block in the front. And we use the one block for our triangle poses. If you've got two, you can use two. Let's stand. I feel like I need this class today. I've been adding some body workouts in my daily life while we're in isolation because I haven't been to the gym for a while. And I really feel my legs and my butt. So I'll probably be nice and stiff this morning. C'est la vie. All right, so let's bring our hands together. We'll tuck the tailbone. We're stacked nice and tall on top of the feet. And as the feet sink, in breath, rise the hands. Think about feeling the length. Take an out breath and fold forward to the front. Come into whatever forward fold you've got. Hands on the legs, hands on the block, hands on the mat. And relax your head out here. Roll out your shoulders, shake out your head, and find that even weight distribution between your toes and your heels. The feet feel heavy, the head feels like lead, and the bottom feels like a helium balloon. Now in Hatha, we don't rush through the poses. This is a straight up Hatha class. We sit in the poses for a little bit, not like yin, it's not that long. But we do want to allow our body to wake up. And that doesn't happen in 1 second. So we sort of got to relax ourselves into it. So I'm going to work on a couple of breath exercises today. I feel like I need it. So my head's going to stay nice and heavy. And I'm going to move my arms and my spine. So in breath, my hands are going to slide up the outside of my legs to my hips. And when I breathe out, I'm sliding my hands past my torso, past my shoulders, and pressing forward to the front. When I press forward, I take an in-breath here and lengthen, and an out-breath to fold, and I hinge myself in a little bit closer to my legs. Let's do that again. In-breath, hands up the outside of the legs to the hips. Out-breath, pressing the hands forward to the front, and at the end, I take an in-breath. And an out breath and fold, hinge a little bit closer. Let's do one more. In breath, hands up the outside of the legs to the hips. Out breath, lengthen forward to the front. Take an in breath here. And this time as we breathe out, we're going to fold and hinge. Big old dirty hinge into the legs. 10, head to the toes. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bend the knees, release the arms, relax the head, and start at the base of the spine. Let's roll up into a stand, all the way up. shoulders and head, the last thing to come up. And then let's draw our attention to the line down the center of my mat. The right foot's going to stand on the front of that line. My left foot, cut in half by my right heel, my left foot's at 45. I'm sliding that left foot back by about 2 hip widths. And then you'll feel like you need to square yourself up to the front, sink left hip, left shoulder. Big toe, front foot, back heel sinking, in breath, let's rise the hands and lengthen through the midsection, press back through the left heel, out breath, bring your hands forward to the front, and at halfway, decide where your hands are going to go, onto the legs, onto the blocks, or fingertips or palms to the mat. And once you've got your hands in place, relax the head. And also for most of you, it will be a sinking of the right hip and the left hip and the left shoulder. Try to sink those 2 points back down to the floor, and also concentrate on keeping your big toe on the front foot sunk and your back heel. If your legs are bent here, lift your chest up and place your hands on some blocks or your leg. I'm probably not like every yoga teacher there. Some yoga teachers will allow you to bend your legs. I don't. So we're going to come back down to this position in a second, but let's roll up. So it's a long in-breath, stomach muscles, feet anchored, in-breath, roll yourself up into a stand. Torso, shoulders, head, hands, and then look up at your fingers, stomach strong. Out breath, reach forward to the front, left heels pressing back. And it's like you're reaching beyond your foot here. Keep the reach going. See how far you can go down. Legs block mat. In breath when the hands hit, sink left hip shoulder. Out breath, head to the right knee and the left heel presses back for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bend into your right knee. Take a stand. Keep the feet in the same distance. Right foot stays where it is. Left foot, chest and shoulders come out to the side for our triangle pose. Block on the outside of your right foot. Let's sink the left heel. In breath, rise the left hand and long through the ribs. Out breath, right hand hovers over the right leg. In breath again, rising the left, long left, left hip to the left, right hand reaches right, chest coming to halfway. In breath, in breath, in breath, look up at the left hand, out breath, and let the right hand fall to your leg, onto your block, or down towards the mat. And then let's look at this posture while we're here. Your bum's probably sticking out at the back, chest leaning forward to the front. So take an in-breath and lift up through the left hand in the ribs and poke your right hip forward to the front. Roll your left hip and shoulder further up towards the ceiling and look up at that left hand. In this posture, the whole right side of the body wants to feel like it's getting pulled and suctioned down into the floor. The whole left side of the body feels like it's being pulled up towards the ceiling. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reverse triangle. We'll bend the right knee. Take a stand. In breath. Swivel your back foot. Right now it's at 90. We want to bring it into 45. In breath, legs are straightening and I'm twisting all the way around, looking over the outside of my right leg, opposite hand to hip. Tuck the tailbone. Talk to the feet. This twist is a bit tricky, so we really need to be strong with the stomach muscles and the feet here. Let's sink, push back through that left heel and sink the left shoulder. Our chest is coming to halfway. We're looking over the right leg. Left hand's going to travel down the outside of the right leg to the thigh, to the knee, to the shin, to a block, if you've got a block, or hands on the mat. Level one or level wherever this is. If your hand's flat on the mat, you can place that hand into the inside of your right, or for a bit of more trick, to the outside of the right hand. Left hand, left foot, right foot. Jesus Christ, it's Monday, forgive me. Let's sink into the left hand, left shoulder, left hip, left foot, and rise right hip, right shoulder. If you're good here, balance. Right palm's going to rise and face outward. Then let's look at our bum. Is it sticking over to the back right-hand corner of the mat? Let's turn the bum back in so it's in that center line. Woo-hoo, hello, IT line, rotator. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bend your right knee, lift your chest, and drop down onto your left knee. Right knee is stacked right up on top of the ankle. This doesn't move. This is our strong foundation structure. Let's take the left knee and slide it away from the right heel. And you'll start to feel that stretch. Oh, I am today. Woohoo! So if you're using a block, you'll place a block on the inside of your right foot, left hand on the block, right hand on the knee. If you're here and you're okay, then we want to pull the chest further away from the ground, lifting it up to the floor. Or here. Let's hang out here today. So what I want you to feel here is the left hip sinking. And then my chest and my belly are lifting up and forward, rolling my shoulders down the back. I'm feeling like the wind in my sails. A nice stretch down through that left hip flexor. And we're going to take this into further down the leg into the quad now. So push your bottom back. Rest your right forearm on your right knee and reach back with your left hand. And we'll take an in-breath and pull the heel in towards the bottom. Out-breath as we press the heel and the hip forward to the front. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's release that left foot and we're going to take a stand up to the front. Left foot finds the front of our line. Right foot cut in half by that left heel. It slides back by 2 hip widths and square yourself up to the front. Feet are sinking. In breath, let's rise the hands. Lift up nice and long. Press back through the right heel. Out breath, bring your hands forward to the front. At halfway, decide where you're going to go. Hands onto the block, the leg, the mat. Relax the head. And this time, when we're in this posture, we want to think about the right hip and the right shoulder. It's probably rising up towards the ceiling. So square yourself back up to the front. And also think about your left big toe sinking and your right back heel. Breathe through the back of the left leg line. So we're going to come back down here, but let's do our nice big long in-breath and a little bit of balance and core control. So feet are sinking. Start at the base of the spine. Long in-breath, roll up. All the way up. When your hands are up, look up. Fly. Press back through the right heel. Out breath. Bring your hands forward to the front like you're reaching beyond your feet. Reach, reach, reach. See how far you can reach. Block legs, mat. In breath when the hands hit. Sink right hip, right shoulder. Out breath. Head towards the left knee and the right heel presses back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bend into your left leg. This is our triangle pose. If you're using a block, it's on the outside of your left foot. Left foot's going to stay pointing forward to the front. We'll turn right foot, chest and shoulders to the side of the mat. We're sinking right foot, in breath, rising the right arm and feeling long through the ribs and the spine. Out breath, left hand hovers over the left leg. Let's take our next in breath, right hand rising, hips to the right, torso to the left. Reach, 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 reach. Look up. Out breath. Right hand, left hand, sorry, fall to the leg, to the block, or to the mat. And then your bum might be sticking out at the back. So let's take an in breath and lift up the arm and the torso and press that left hip forward to the front. Roll the right hip and shoulder up towards the ceiling. So this time in this posture, it's an awesome posture. You want to feel like the whole left side of the body is sinking down into the mat and the whole right side's rising. So we've got this nice stretch happening on the inside of the left leg, outside of the right. We're going to come into our reverse triangle. So bend into your left knee, take a stand, and you'll notice my right foot's at 90. I'm going to do a little swivel. So my foot comes into 45 and I'm facing the front. Take an in-breath to lift and twist. We're looking over the left leg, opposite hand to hip, and I'm talking to my feet again. Press back through this right heel as we breathe out and sink the right shoulder. Looking over the left leg, chest to halfway. Right hand's going to travel down the outside of the left leg or to the block. So a couple of options here. Block on the inside of your foot or hand, right hand on the inside of the left foot. If you're pretty good with that and you want to take it a bit deeper, right hand on the outside of the left foot. Sink, right hip, right shoulder, right hand, right foot. Let's rise left hip, left shoulder first. If your balance is all good, let's rise the left palm facing outwards and pull the left side of the body away from the right. Bum could be over here in this back left-hand corner of the mat. Let's bring it back into the center. Strong feet, strong stomach muscles. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's bend the left knee. Take a stand. And we'll drop down onto the right knee. I really felt that today. So left knee is stacked up on top of the ankle. If you're using a block, it's on the inside of your left foot. Once I've got that left leg set up, I'm going to slide the right knee away from the left heel and start to sink into the right hip. Left hand on the knee, right hand on the block, one. Or both hands on the knee, two, lifting your chest further away from the ground, lifting it up. Or three, hands on the hips. Wherever your hands are, let's feel this sink of the hips and a lifting of the torso, the shoulders roll down the back. We've got a really nice long stretch happening through the front of our hip flexor. A nice release for the lower back. And then once again, we'll take this stretch further down the leg into the quad a bit more. So we push the bottom back. So we're sitting the butt on top of the right knee. Left hand or left forearm on the left knee. Let's reach back with the right hand and we'll pick up the right foot. In breath as we bring the heel in towards the bottom. Out breath, hip and heel, forward to the front. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Let's find the mat. We're going to come down onto our bottom. For some of you, you will now need to use your rolled-up towel, if you've got one, or a cushion or anything like that, because we're going to come into a butterfly pose. So in this butterfly pose, I want you to feel like you're sitting upright onto your bottom. If you feel like you're rolling backwards and you can't quite get right up on top of yourself, this is where we use a rolled up towel. You can use the block, but sometimes it's just a bit too hard, you know, it doesn't give enough. So it's not all of your bottom, it's just the back edge of your butt. It tilts you forward and gets you to sit right up on top of yourself. So if that's you, let's take that rolled up blanket and place it underneath the back edge of your bottom. If you have a wall, you can walk yourself back into the wall and place your back into the wall with the soles of the feet together, bringing the soles of the feet as close as you can towards the groin. And if you're using the wall, your hands will be on your knees. If you don't have a wall, find that little bit of cushiness underneath your bottom if you need to place it there, and bring the soles of the feet together. Hold on to the toes, everyone, wall or no wall, and let's bounce out the knees. I want you to try to get a nice free movement. And when you start with this bounce, it might feel like a little stiff, a little sticky. And there's little bits of, you know, like bits of dew, cobwebs and things like that all stuck up in the hips. So this bounce allows us to get some movement going in there. You know, there's a lot of stiffness that happens. I'm definitely feeling some today. So what I do to help find the stiffness and to let it go is to create some tension. So as I bounce the knees, I'm going to take an in-breath and clench my stomach as hard as I can, then take an out-breath and release the stomach. In-breath, clench, out-breath, relax. And I do the same thing with my bum. In-breath, squeeze, out-breath, relax. In-breath, squeeze. Out breath, relax. So now we should be feeling pretty good, a bit more loose than when we first started in this butterfly posture. So let's take people on the wall, hands on the knees. People not with a wall, hands on the feet, and lean forward and place your elbows onto whichever part of the legs you're able to get them. So whether it's hands or elbows now, that's a tight little connection that doesn't want to move. And as I breathe in, I'm pressing down with my arms, with my hands or my elbows as hard as I can into my legs. At the same time, on this in-breath, I'm pressing my knees up into the elbows or hands. And I can feel like I've created some tension through my groin. Maintain the downwards pressure with your hands or elbows. Take an out-breath and relax the rest of the body. And feel like that force of the hands or the elbows pushes your knees down into a new position. And you're holding it in that new position. Let's take an in-breath again. Push down through the elbows. Push up through the knees. Push, push, push. Tension, tension. Out-breath. Maintain that downwards pressure with the hands or the elbows. And relax the rest of the body. All right, we've got one more of these. In breath, press down, hands or elbows, push up with the knees, push, 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 push. Out breath, relax the rest of the body, maintain that hand and elbow pressure and hold it there. And we're going to relax our body around the shape that we've created. Your hands or your elbows are holding the shape. Now we want to feel like we can melt away from it. For those of you using your elbows, your chest will be forward a little bit further. For those of you with your back up against the wall, you should feel like you've got some nice traction with your hands to push the knees to the floor and lift your chest away from the groin. Five, four, three, two, one. Let's take an in-breath. And you're going to extend your right leg out to the front. Our left leg is in to the groin and the right leg is extended out to the front. Some of you might have this left knee hovering up off of the floor. Place the block or place a rolled up towel or something underneath that leg so it feels like it's sitting on something. The front of the shin wants to feel like it's making connection with something. Right leg's extended, and we want to make sure that this foot is not rolling out to the side. Ankle and knee pointing up towards the ceiling. Square your shoulders up to the front. Let's zip ourselves into a tight pair of pants. Take an in-breath and rise the hands. As you look up at your fingers, roll the shoulders down the back. Now feel nice and long from tailbone to fingers. As we breathe out, we hinge. Out breath, reaching forward to the front. As soon as you feel like your knee's about to bend, stop the reach, drop your hands and look at your toes. If you're looking down at your knees, I want you to look up. We don't want to look at the knees. We want to lead here with the chin and the chest. If you can see the shoulders in your peripheral vision, slide your hands back by about 5 centimeters. Roll the shoulders down the back and look forward to the front. You'll notice my spine is really nice and straight here. This is what we're working towards. We don't want it all rolled and hunched up, which is what I call the Quasimodo. We don't need that. We spend enough time doing that throughout the day. This is just a nice way to stretch out that back sheet of muscle around the spine, around the lower back and the bum. So let's pull the right foot up, the toes lifting up. We're trying to pick the heel up off of the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's release. Take an in-breath. Bring your right foot back in to meet the left and give both of the feet a little bit of a bounce out here again in your butterfly pose. We're reminding the right leg of where it was. We want it to be nice and open in this position. And then we'll extend the left leg out to the front. If your knee is hovering, place something underneath it. Watch your left foot, ankle and knee to the ceiling, chest squared to the front, in-breath. Rise the arms. Look up at the fingers, roll the shoulders down the back. Now check the length. Tailbone to fingers, want to feel really long. Keep the length, out breath, hinge forward to the front. Hinge, reach, reach, reach. When your knee feels like it's about to bend, stop the reach. Look at the toes. If you're looking at the knee, look up. We don't need to look at the knee. If you can see your shoulders in your peripheral vision, slide the hands back by about 5. Roll the shoulders down the back. Lead with this chin in the chest. Work on flattening out your back. Haven't even really spoken to you about the hamstring, but I know that's there. Trying to give you all the other tips that help to get you further in your hamstring stretch. Funnily enough, the body's all connected. So let's keep the hands where they are, the spine and everything where it is. We'll lift up the toes. We're pulling the toes towards the forehead, picking the heels up off of the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release the heels, in breath. Let's take an in breath and lift. Out breath, let's bring the right foot forward to the front. Toe bones and ankle bones are together. So when I do that, it might feel a bit weird around the calves and the back of the knees. So I just bounce them out. They're not getting stuck on the mat or anything like that. Then slide your hands back and pull back on your bottom so you really feel that you're exposing the seating bones to the floor. Those of you that are sitting on your rolled up towel because you might not be able to get upright, that's cool. You're still on your towel. Square yourself up to the front. Again, let's zip ourselves into a tight pair of pants. Take an in-breath and lift up. Just randomly, it's 11:11 in Tokyo right now. Let's look up at the fingers and roll the shoulders down the back. Let's keep this length. Hinge, out-breath, reach, 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 reach. As soon as you feel like the knees are about to bend, stop the reach, drop the hands. And you know what I'm going to say? If you're looking at your knees, look up. Let's look at the feet, the toes, and lead with the chin and the chest. Nice, straight back. Whatever that means for you, it might be here. Rome wasn't built in a day, and everyone's different. Just work on where you're at. It's just such a personal thing, yoga. You know, there's no competition about it at all. It's just working with what you've got. So just do that. The breath's the tool. And I'm concentrating here on feeling like, of course, the back of my knees are sinking into the mat, but I also feel like my torso is being sinking down into my thighs, but also like it's lengthening forward to the front. So it's a close and a lengthen at the same time. Let's keep the spine where it is and pull back on the toes. Let's pick the heels up off of the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release in breath and come up into a sit. And this is where we come into our straddle. Everyone's favorite. So come into a straddle. Those of you that have been putting your bum on a blanket, I would imagine that you would still need to do that in this straddle pose. So again, get your legs into, put your bum, get them into a little mini straddle. Sit your bum, back edge of your bottom up onto the block. And then you'll sit up onto your hips a little bit more and you'll feel like you can get more out of this stretch. So straddle, there's lots of little signs that tell you where you are, like little benchmarks. The first, well, the one that I find the easiest to watch and to look out for are your feet. If you get to a certain point and your feet are rolling backwards, your knees are pointing backwards, and you sort of feel like you're leaning all the way back, you've gone too far. Put yourself, your bum on a block, get yourself to sit upright, and perhaps pull the legs in. Don't have such a wide straddle. At this point, we just want to find a natural width of the legs that allows, without any trying, the ankles and the knees to still stay pointing up towards the ceiling without any try. So find that position for me. Then take a block and place the block in the front of the mat. Now I've started a timer here. We're going to sit in this posture for a minute and just allow ourselves to get comfortable in it. Some of you are looking at me going, shut up, comfortable. Look, the fact that it's so bloody uncomfortable for you is a good enough reason to sit in it for a lot longer so that you're not so bloody uncomfortable in it. To be honest, this is a really important aspect of your body's movements. And that's why there's so many injuries these days, with groin and knee injuries and knee, you know, dysplasia and things like that, because the abductors are really important. And when they're tight, your movements, just natural walking, sitting, twisting movements, get hindered. And that's not what we want. Now, if you're all good here, we've got about 15 seconds, you can lean forward. But it's a lean forward with a straight back, not a hunched one. So let's do a little final hurrah by lifting up the feet and trying to pick the heels up off the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release the heels. Lift your chest, bounce the knee, and bring it back in to meet the other one. Give your legs a little shake out, and then we'll flip. Let's do our Sphinx and our Cobra today. So again, I sort of feel like I'm a broken record, but I guess that's my job. The spine, it doesn't work on angles, it works on curves. So when we set ourselves up in this Sphinx, the idea of the Sphinx is to lengthen the spine, get the spine to open up so that we can safely start to bring it up into a curve and start to open our lower back and our hip flexors. So when you come onto your stomach here, your elbows are shoulder width apart and they're just a little bit in front of the shoulders, because when we pull back, we want to be all up in our proper position. So my hips are on the mat. My feet are natural hip width apart. And I want to feel my pubic bone and my hip bone on the floor. And this is our anchor point. It's like we've super glued the hips onto the floor. And then let's take ourselves to the feet. We'll lengthen the very lower part of the spine. Imagine someone's holding your heels and pulling your feet back behind you away from that sinking pubic and hip bone. And we feel a real dull sort of sensation happening through the very lower base of the spine. So then let's take our mind into the elbows. We place the elbows onto the mat. Feet are running backwards. Elbows are sinking. Let's sink the elbows in breath and pull the elbows back as we pull the chest forward to the front. Now I feel really long from lower back to lower back, starting to come up to the bottom of middle back. So many backs there. So we feel long in the spine. We're going to add more to this length by feeling like there's a piece of string on the top of our head and our head gets pulled up towards the ceiling. So now our spine's starting to lengthen and lift. The final little movement here for our Sphinx pose is a small one. It's a rolling the shoulders down the back. Now for some of you, this Sphinx is enough. You might not even be all the way up here like this. And you may feel like your breathing's like and your bum's all tightening up and everything's going all stiff. We want to create a relaxed bottom here and a nice tall long head and a happy spine. If you're here and you've got more to give, let's transfer that pullback weight from the elbows to the hands. I pull back with the hands, roll the shoulders down the back and lift my chest. Hips bones are still on the mat. If I'm still here, everything's good. I'm going to continue the lift. Pull the hands back, pull the chest forward, roll the shoulders down the back and lift up. Work to wherever you feel you can get to. And let's take a couple of breaths in this cobra pose. We always are very quick to get out of it. Like, oh my God, this is shit. I want to get out of it. Yep. Okay. I acknowledge that. So if you feel like you've gone too far, bend your elbows, lower your chest, work on pulling forward before you come up. But really, we should spend a little bit more time here in this posture. If your back feels like it's crunching, lower the hips and pull the chest forward to the front. Create the length. Level twos, if you've got a little bit more and you want to come with me, tongue on the roof of the mouth. Let's take an in-breath and lift the chin. It's an out-breath while the chin's lifted. And an in-breath to bring the chin back to the front. And let's take an out-breath and close down and push back into our child's pose. My knees are a little bit wider, my feet are together, and I'm using my hands to push my bottom back down into my heels and really trying to close my bum down. You can sort of feel all of that lower back. Reach the fingertips long and away from that sinking bottom, forehead on the mat, and just breathe through the extension here of the spine, but also the extension of the ribs. Breathe into all of the intercostal muscles around the ribs. Try to feel like that sticky web right down the base of your spine is sort of spreading out and opening. Then let's lift up. And if you're comfortable with a jump through here, jump through into a sitting position. If not, try to keep your hands on the mat just for a little bit of, you know, and walk your feet forward to the front and then sit down on your bum. If you want to work on your jump through, we're here, we'll lift and we'll jump ourselves forward to the front. We'll work on our table pose today, and then I think I'm just going to go straight into my sit and twist because I was a bit weird with my time today. I don't think we'll do Sethu Benangasana. So let's do our Pavottanasana. That's our table pose. My knees are bent, hip width apart, and a wide handspan from my bottom to my heels, about that distance. My fingertips are pointing towards my bottom, behind my hips. And the first thing I want you to feel here is that you can actually sink your heels of your hands into the mat. That's important. So we want to feel the hands, the fingers, the heels of the foot and the toes, everything on the mat roll the shoulders down the back like you're holding something between your shoulder blades. And then we'll press the hips and the chest up. And we want to get as flat as we can here. This is a table pose. Lift the hips, lift the shoulders, and then relax the head back. And let's hold this here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In breath. Bring your chin to the chest. Out breath. And we'll sink the hips down onto the floor. And then come all the way up into your sitting position and take your left leg and slide the left leg to sit underneath the right with your left heel resting next to the right hip. Your right foot is going to come and sit itself to the outside of your left thigh. Sink your right seating bone. If you've got troubles here, your left leg will straighten. Right foot on the outside of the left thigh. Take your left arm, everyone, and hold on to the right knee, hugging the right knee into the chest and sinking your butt back down into the floor. Rise your right arm, in breath, long spine. Keep breathing in. We roll the shoulder down the back. Look over the right shoulder. Out breath, placing your right hand on the mat behind your hip. We're twisting right, looking right, and pulling the right knee to the left. Heavy bum, tall spine. Let's hold it here. Steady breaths. In breath, let's come back. On the out breath, we just come forward. We're in the right position here. We lean forward. My right knee crosses over the front of my left knee. No gaps between the knees. Splay the feet out to the sides. Take a block, place the block on your bum and sit back onto the block or onto the mat. Then take a moment here, because this one can feel a little uncomfortable. Take a breath. Sink the bum down into the floor. Keep the bum nice and relaxed. We'll take an in-breath and we'll rise the arms, lift up. On the out-breath, we're reaching forward and closing the chest down over the top of the legs so we feel this heaviness. The heaviness, closing the knees together, closing the chest to the knees, closing the knees to the mat. And in that closing, we feel the opening at the back of the hips. Gomukhasana, this is such a nice stretch. Five. Four, three, two, one. Lift your chest. If you're sitting on a block, you're going to roll over onto the left thigh. Right foot touches the mat and take the block out. We're here. So once I've taken the block out, and for everybody, we're going to take a block and place it underneath the left heel and push the left shin forward to the front of our mat. Left shin now is parallel to the front of our mat, and my right foot is hanging all the way off of my left knee. Drop your right seating bone. If you've got another block or a towel or a blanket, you might need to place it underneath your bum, the block underneath your thigh or underneath the right knee on top of the left ankle. When you look down at your shins in this posture, they want to be right up on top of each other. I know I say this a lot, but I see this posture done incorrectly all the time. This heel shouldn't be back here. Shin to shin, little bookends for the knees, leaning forward over the top of the shins, using blocks and blankets to support whatever's not touching the leg or the floor. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, One, let's release. Give your legs a little shake out. We're going to do that, those three postures on the left-hand side. So have your blocks handy near the front of your mat if you need them. And then let's bend the knees again. And this time we will take the right leg, and the right leg is going to slide underneath the left and rest the right heel next to the left hip, taking the left foot to the outside of the right thigh. So once again, if this is uncomfortable for you, your right leg will stay straight and your left leg will be on the outside of your right thigh. Take your right arm, hold on to the left knee and pull the knee into the chest. Now here, you might feel like your left butt cheek wants to lift up. Let's sink the left butt cheek back down into the floor. In breath, rise the left arm, the spine, keep breathing in, reach back, roll the shoulder down the back. Out breath, heel of the hand on the mat, and let's twist left, looking left, pull the knee to the right. And so for those of you that are quite comfortable here with this posture, Ardha Matriyanasana, and you know the various different arm loops and catches, you can go ahead and work on those. Sinking bottom, nice tall spine. Five, four, three, two, one. Take an in-breath to come back and the out-breath to come forward onto your knees. Left knee in front of the right knee, splaying the feet out to the side, using a block on your bum if you need to when we sit back into our Gomukhasana. If you don't need the block, you're going to take the block away. Sit into your bottom. This might be enough for some of you. It's cool. Hang out here. For the rest, let's take an in-breath and lift up. Out-breath, and let's hinge forward over the top. We're creating a heavy sensation of the chest to the knee, knee to the other knee, knee to the mat. You get me? And this is creating a release. We want to get that release. That's what we're looking for. Steady breaths. Let's take an in-breath, come back. If you're sitting on a block, you're going to place your left foot on the right side of the mat and roll off onto your right hip. Take the block and place it at the back of the right heel and push that right shin so that it sits parallel to the front. I always do this because some people don't know what parallel is. Parallel to the front of the mat, left foot hanging over the right knee. And then let's sink the left butt cheek. You may need another block or a towel to help support the thigh, the knee, whatever you need to use so that we get to this position. And let's check out this position. Shin to shin, right up on top of each other, feet at the back, hanging off the edge, leaning forward over the top of the legs. Oh, my... from the gym, I can feel the tension. My ankle on top of that right knee is very present today. Yay for squats. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's release the legs. Give them a little shake out. And then let's come down onto our mat into our Savasana. Eyes are closed. Palms relaxed, facing up towards the ceiling. Feet relaxed. Tongue on the roof of the mouth. And let's observe body and breath. A great way to start the day, we've simplified night or wherever you are, whatever time of day it is for you. It's just a nice reminder to just be present. And these things are real and happening, and they're you, breath, body. How you react to what's going on around you is what you have control of. We don't have control of the things outside, and we're fully aware of that. But how we respond to what's happening to us is what we have control of. So this is a new week. Let's plan our week. How are we going to respond to the world around us this week? Let's try to have those reactions pleasurable for ourselves and for those that are around us, if you are around other people. Let's create positive, good karma instead of negative karma by upsetting ourselves and people that are close. And remember, this is such a nice opportunity for us to find a little bit more stillness and to really work on pulling away from business brain. Give your mind a little bit of a holiday and a rest. Thank you for sharing the class with me. I'll see you on Wednesday for some yin hips. Thank you. Have a great day.